Gitti Dutt is founder of Guna Natural. They do perfume, skincare, home care. I guess we'll find out what home care is. Using essential oils again. What's an essential oil? We'll find out. They're all handmade in Sydney. I can smell them in the studio. We've got some samples here. Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So look, a lot of samples here. We'll get to those in a sec. But what's made you sort of take this journey down the fragrance road? Do you know that you have like a really good nose or something? Like,
to be honest, I don't think I did at the beginning, actually. I can definitely tell that it's developed. But at the beginning, it was more about looking for something that was different. I think, you know, when you go and you buy commercial perfumes, after a while, they all smell the same. I also started to get more interested in natural skincare and natural perfume. I think it's a natural extension, an organic extension, I guess, from caring about the kinds of food you eat. And that's, you know, a big movement we've seen. So now more people are caring about what you actually put on your body, not just what you put in your body.
Yeah.
So that's probably what led me down that really detailed, dedicated route of actually making skincare and perfume.
And you know, I know you use these essential oils, and I hear those in ads all the time as well. Yep. But what oils are essential? Because I'm obviously not using them. That sounds bad. I don't know.
Essential oils are basically a really concentrated essence of a plant product. So that could be petals, that could be stems, that could be just different parts of a plant that have been, it's basically been distilled. So the older forms of essential oils usually were hydro distilled or steam distilled. Then you had solvents that were used. Some things can't be distilled that way, so they use solvents to extract that essence. There's also CO2 extraction, which I think is a newer thing basically, but it's a really concentrated essence of a plant, a plant part basically.
Yeah, okay. So that's the essential oils covered. And look, we've got these fragrances in the studio at the moment. Maybe we can try some of these, and I know for me, I'm trying to like get a new scent. I mean, maybe you can like run us through as we sort of look at these fragrances. You might be able to tell us, like, is it true that you need, there's certain ones that are like more suited to the evening, or like certain ones that you should only wear if you're like, because I feel like the problem is a lot of these fragrances are all just marketed, especially with men's. It's like, if you're the big CEO and you want to smell like a man, like I don't necessarily want to smell like a banker or something, you know, whereas that's all it seems to be just marketed, the alpha male. And so, yeah, look, I'm sure there are fragrances that if you want to smell like that, then sweet, go for it. But maybe you can like just run us through maybe the, you know, some of the things we don't know about fragrance while we do sample some of these.
Well, I mean, to start with, the kinds of fragrances that I make and the kinds of essential oils that I use are ones that have been used for many, many years, hundreds of years, basically, in India and that part of the world. So perfumery over there is quite different to French perfumery. You know, there are different, they use different frameworks, they use different ways of talking about scent and mixing scent. So these ones actually, I think you might say, are even more Ayurvedic in a way. They definitely are.
What does that mean?
So Ayurveda is I guess what you'd call traditional Indian medicine, kind of the way you have traditional Chinese medicine. So these, when I say Ayurvedic, I guess I mean that they are used to make you feel different ways. They are used in different seasons. So, for example, one of the ones I've got here, which is one of my favorites, is called Atharmiti, which means basically essence of the earth. And what it is, and this has been made for hundreds of years the same way, basically, in a particular part of North India, you get this intense summer heat, you know, it's like 40 degrees, 50 degrees for a month, and then you get the monsoon rain. And you know that smell when it rains, sometimes you get that intense smell of the earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is what this perfume captures. What they do is they cut the earth out of the ground after it has baked in the heat, before the rain starts, and they infuse that in sandalwood oil.
Yeah, right.
And it's used basically in summer as a cooling, to have a cooling effect.
Really? So
yeah.
If I was so to take
a smell
of that, I should feel cool possibly. Whoa, man. These are
yeah, so it's earth infused in sandalwood.
Damn, man, these are really hidden. This is great. I mean, and this is also, yeah, definitely smells different to what I've been sniffing in these little department stores. You know, it's a lot less, it feels less chemically, if that makes sense. Like I'm not smelling a nose hair remover, you know, smell these singy things, you want to pass out.
And also less alcohol. I don't use any alcohol. And that's also a lot of what you smell with commercial perfumes. You get that initial hit of alcohol.
Is it true that could, I was talking to this guy yesterday, and he was worried that spraying the, you know, the alcohol fragrances on your skin could age it. Is there any possibility of that?
Of age could age your skin?
Yeah, like speed it up.
Well, I mean, I think there are mixed views on how alcohol affects your skin. I think it's different for different people, but essentially alcohol dries your skin.
Yeah.
So in as much as drying does, you know, age your skin, because, you know, hydrated skin is more supple, more elastic, I guess. Yeah, in that sense, I guess alcohol could, in a sense, age your skin. I'm not sure that it's going to be that noticeable.
Yeah.
But it is drying, mm-hmm. which is not ideal.
Interesting. So this is something to look out for potentially, but you've got smells like that. So all of these should make you feel a certain way. Where would you wear that one, for example? The cooling one in summer, like,
yeah, so
you don't want to feel as hot.
Exactly. So I definitely use this one in summer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a complete purist. I don't only wear them when you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I also like to wear this one. I think it smells really good under other scents. So as you can smell, it's very earthy, very woody. I think it smells really good under floral scents. So I think it's really nice to mix these as well for different moods and for different, you know, uses. Why don't we try something a little different?
Yeah.
Let's get...
We've got a bunch of them on the table. There's heaps here. There's like 8 or 9. This
is great.
So that's
a very different one over there. That one is called Motia. It's another really traditional one that comes from South India.
Boy,
and that is jasmine.
Man, oh man. Oh, damn. This is like a good reaction, by the way.
No, is it? I wasn't quite sure.
No, it's just like there's like nothing I've never smelled before, you know?
Well, exactly, and that's what I was looking for. You just don't find these scents in commercial perfumes, I think.
And are these all unisex?
Yes, absolutely.
And you
absolutely.
Think, is that like, so do you think that's a bit of a maybe, you know, something that we are hopefully moving away from is like...
I really hope
this
so.
This is for men and this is for women.
Oh, yep, it's complete nonsense. You know, I've had men buy the really floral perfumes that I make and I've had women buy the really earthy ones.
Yeah.
And they do smell different on different people anyway. Mm. So, yeah, I think all of that is nonsense personally.
Man, oh, man. Well, hey... if you're just tuning in, we've got a perfume expert in the studio, Giddy Dutt, makes all these, owns all this stuff. We might chuck on a song and we're going to continue the plunge down and we might be able to find out, you know, things like how many perfumes should you be having in your rotation, your fragrance wardrobe, as they call it on YouTube. So, I've been looking at all these fragrance bloggers, man, and there's like one of them who's like very popular and all the rest are sort of sitting on like 50k subscribers-ish, but man, there's like two of them that have a personality and the rest are just like, I would never want to wear what they wear because they're just, well, they're reviewing good stuff, but they're just nerds, you know? They're just so
perfume
lame.
Perfume nerds, who knew?
And they're like, this will get all the ladies, but it's like, man, look at what you're wearing, dude. Like, you can smell good, but man, put on some pants that fit, you know? Like, man. So anyway, luckily we do have someone that knows what they're talking about here. And Giti, it's been great to learn a little bit so far. I know one thing that I've been smelling and talking to our producer Sid about is this idea of oud.
Mm.
And I know a lot of really popular, like there's this one by a very big, I think it's Tom Ford or whatever. And I smelled that and, you know, I was like, I wasn't really a big fan. And then this other guy, this other place showed me this oud fragrance and it smelled like a dank swamp, you know? And
yep.
Apparently this is like the most popular one and everyone wants that. And you've got some oud stuff here as well. So
I do.
How do you explain why it smells so crap to me? Like,
I mean, probably a couple of reasons. One is that scent is so individual. You know, people have such particular tastes and everyone smells things differently. Like you'll have different receptors in your nose that will impact how you smell things. And then also scent is so evocative. You know, the part of the brain that's activated when we smell is right close to the part of the brain that's activated when we remember things. So memories play a part, I think, in how people respond to scent.
Yeah.
But with oud, it's a really strong and particular smell. And it's also one that I think is not... it's not like you don't really smell things like this here. You know, it's really popular in India, in South Asia, in the Middle East especially. But I think, you know, having grown up around smells like that maybe plays a part in why people like it so much.
Mm.
But it's also a really interesting scent because, like, natural oud, there's a lot of synthetic, you know, there are synthetic approximations of oud, which are primarily what are used in commercial fragrances. But real oud, when you apply it, develops over time and actually smells better the next day. But we're not accustomed to using perfume like that.
No, yeah, spritz it on before the date, see what happens. So if I was to smell this one here, this could potentially be terrible to me, but then if I put it on, then tomorrow I could be like, man, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I'll give you two things to smell. Have a smell of that. That's just pure oud.
What is oud? So it's an oil that, where do you get it from?
Well, that's actually a really good question. Oud, so basically there's an agarwood tree, and when the agarwood tree... Isn't that strong?
Oh, yuck. Like, no offense.
No, that's
like,
fine. It's a really particular smell.
And people want to wear the, I mean, well...
Have a smell of that. That is oud. That, so that what you're smelling now is undiluted.
Yeah.
This is diluted and also has some rose otto with it.
I also have a feeling that that would probably smell different on the skin, though.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
You can smell it out of the bottle and that's different to, you know, because it dilutes itself on your skin and stuff. So this is the...
This is oud with some rose.
Yeah, so I could tolerate that a little bit more.
Yep.
It smells, it reminds me a bit of like brown liquor.
Mm.
Is that weird?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's
in a weird way. Like it kind of makes me.
It's hard to describe, really,
like
isn't
Southern
it?
Comfort or something. Like, ugh, yeah, wow. So that's, and this is like very popular and, you know,
and very expensive.
Right?
Like this bottle here was a few hundred dollars.
Man.
Yep. And there's a huge marketing counterfeit oud because it's so highly sought after.
Wow,
there's a lot of fake oud out there.
So I guess it goes to show though you can't. Would your advice be don't buy a fragrance based on the description or like, because obviously if you were to tell me this is super expensive and everyone wants it, there's so many fakes out there, it is just the best. I'd be like, hell yeah, give me a 250 milliliter bottle. Let's go. Let's dive into it. And then I might be a little bit disappointed, except then it's like, here's the thing as well. How do you know if people are looking for fragrances and they go to the shop and they spray it on the dumb little paper and then they smell it and they're like, oh man, I can still smell it. I think I've dabbed it on my nose by accident. This is going to be fun.
See how it develops tomorrow. Yeah, you might like it.
So what if like people smell it? Is that actually not accurate? Because like you say, man, I can still smell that. Because is that tomorrow it might smell different or later on your skin it smells so... Do you just have to literally, the only way to actually know what fragrance you like is to test it?
Absolutely.
Really?
You do. Like it does smell, like you say, it smells different on paper and it smells different on your skin.
Yeah.
And it will also smell different on each person's skin. So there's really no way to know but to try it yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I like the oud that you just showed me. I'm just smelling it on my nose and it's actually not, it's different. Like it's not normal, I don't know, to me.
Yeah, but it changes, right? Like your impressions of a scent change over time and they really develop.
Mm.
I think for me anyway, natural fragrance does that more and in a more interesting way. I don't find that with the synthetic perfumes as much. They're not quite as complex to me.
Well, let's smash out a few more while we got them here and maybe people can... get a little sense of, based on my reactions somehow, we'll know if people should be chasing this stuff.
All right, so we'll try a few other maybe unusual ones, shall we say?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another sandalwood-based one, which is a really common, I guess it's quite common again in India. These are called Uttar, so they're sandalwood-based, and that one has rose otto infused in it.
Rose otto, huh?
Mm, so rose otto is... as far as I'm aware, the most expensive oil in the world.
Whoa.
Yep.
So we're holding a couple hundred in my hand right now.
It is very expensive. So rose otto infused in sandalwood, and this is Mysore sandalwood oil. So sandalwood from Mysore smells incredibly different to sandalwood from Australia. So that particular combination you have right there is very unique.
Yeah, wow. I do. I mean, again, like I haven't smelled anything like these before, or if I have... my dad loves to rock incense and it all reminds me of stuff I would smell there rather than, you know, out of a bottle. They're definitely, more natural. I don't know. And these are also, we should say, rollerball things as well. So you're not spraying any of this because like you said, you use different oil and you can't be spritzing that.
No, you can't really spritz oil. So these are all roll-on. It also helps control how much you use because you really don't need much. As you can smell, these are so strong and concentrated.
Yeah.
And because there's no alcohol, they don't evaporate as quickly. So you really don't need as much.
Okay. Because, there are different types of... it's EDP, EDT, right?
That's all that right. Stuff. They're all different concentrations.
This is cool. This one there.
That's amber you've got right there. So amber's another interesting one. It basically nowadays, everybody who makes amber makes their own version of it. It's a mix of different herbs and spices.
Mm.
And like historically, amber was made, I believe, from amber, like the stone, but nobody does that anymore. So now everybody just makes an approximation of what that smells like using some people use natural ingredients, some people use synthetic ingredients, but everybody's amber smells different.
Mm.
So I had to try a whole bunch of different suppliers before I found an amber that I liked.
Right. Well, we've got probably time for one more. I wish we might have to do a part two because this is just, there's such a world that we're opening here. And maybe we'll get your like top tips as well, just wrapping up as well. So this is one of the little vials as well. Does that mean it's going to be hell strong and hell expensive?
No, like no. Oud? This is just coincidence that this happens to be a small one, actually. That's oak moss.
Oak moss. Sounds like you find it under a rock.
Basically, yeah.
Really?
It's made from lichen. It smells amazing, I think.
What's lichen?
It's moss, basically.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that does sound like something you get under a rock. But not in a bad way.
And that's another one that I think smells really nice. Whoa. Under other scents. Like if you were to wear that with something floral, that yeah. smells pretty amazing.
How do people work out how to layer stuff without wasting money on heaps of stuff? Do you know what I mean? Like if yeah. I go, I'll just try these, buy these two and see if it works. And then you might think it sucks, you know, and I don't know.
I would try them before I buy them, actually. Like I would go into a shop, try them, wear it for a day and see how you like it.
Would you, as a perfume operator person, would you get annoyed if people do that? Is that okay to sample?
Actually, I encourage it. I would much rather people try them, see what they like, and then be happy with what they buy. You know, these are such beautiful ingredients, so rare, precious. I would hate for someone to buy them and then never wear them.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to try.
Well, so much to uncover. There's so many here, man. But we literally have like 3 minutes of the show, and we got to find out what's happening.
I think you should try some
on the wire. Yeah, we're gonna chuck some of these on my skin, and because I purposely didn't wear cologne today to see what would happen. So we're gonna do that, and then yes, we're gonna update next week. Possibly we'll see what we can do, you know, let people know what's happening. But hey, if you do also, Guna Natural is your company, right?
That's right.
And
yes.
They do all a bunch of stuff. So if you're thinking, hey, my descriptions maybe got you a little bit enticed, then that's where you can find all that stuff. And Gitti Dutt, it's been a real journey. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.